Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today's gospel is from the Gospel of Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Now this and the other readings have this theme of Jesus instructing us, or striving to instruct us at least. And I love this passage because he pulls from the memory this reality of you know these things. You just need to really put in the effort to kind of tie some of the pieces together. Right? I've shown you many of these things. This is a common reality in discernment, actually. A lot of people think, like, I just need to go to pray and I'll kind of magically, or like, hold up both of the different things that I'm praying about if I need to make a decision, and one will maybe just feel heavier than other. Like, God will answer my prayer. Just tell me which one. But many people don't have those experiences in prayer. I know I'm one of those people that doesn't often feel a pull in one way or the other in prayer. And the saints that teach us discernments help us to come to realize that many times God has given us what we need to make the right decisions. Right? Like when you get up in the morning and you choose to do the right things and live out your day, and you make decisions throughout your day, you don't have to continually consult God in prayer, although you might be striving to live and be in relationship with him, but you don't have to go to him like anxiously seeking direction in all things, because you've been taught those things. And you've gained this discipline and this awareness of God's will for you in your day-to-day by what makes you happy and what doesn't. But what does it take for us then to really listen and hear? What is it that God is trying to show us as he's trying to really teach us how to learn, or how to come to realize these things? Really, he wants to draw the narrative of things back and forth to continually show us that it's not just simply about the thing right now and the answer, or the thing that we're looking for. But he continually draws us to this deeper understanding of the ways that he works now and has always been working. But this wrestling with God and trying to understand those things is a natural part of the process. I was doing an interview recently with someone who's applying to be a missionary in our diocese, and that was one of the questions that we had asked this individual. Like, how do you grow through situations where you know that it's been a struggle? They were referring to kind of relationships and how sometimes people hurt you, and sometimes you have to work through that without necessarily having to talk to that person. But you need to strive to find freedom in that reality. And they're very much dead on with really kind of how to approach it. But But what's the deeper thing that God is wanting to do in that situation? He's wanting to reveal himself to you. Why? What's causing you to lack freedom or anxiety in a certain situation? And in that, God reveals himself in a much deeper way. It's not just some transactional, Lord, I'm not happy right now, but please make me happy. There's a deeper sense of, Lord, I know that you're real. I know that you love me. But in this situation, it's really hard to know that you love me or to see how you're loving me. And oftentimes the way God works is he shows us that this narrative in our life where we could look at a pattern of this anxiety or pattern of this anger and trace it back in many ways. And it's a journey that he wants to take us on to a deeper truth and a deeper healing in our lives. So today I moved to be more aware of situations that are bringing about anxiety or frustration or anger in me, and to not be so focused on the thing in front of me that really oftentimes becomes very divisive and frustrating. To take a step back and to say, God, what else do I know about this? What else have you shown me? And to ask him to reveal to me, to make me aware of the things in my life, in my past, and throughout my life. And once we can kind of gather all of those fragments of those things that God is showing to us, we can hand them to him as a single offering. We can say, Lord, take this from me. This is an area of my life where I don't trust you. Teach me to trust you in this way. Let us pray. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to have the space, the capacity in our days to be attentive to your workings, have the capacity to receive the deeper mystery and work that you're doing in our lives. And help us to trust all to you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.